there aren't enough of certain childhood vaccines to go around. As a result, health officials are recommending something they've never advised before, that doctors hold back on certain vaccines. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Every year, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention counts the infections caused by various microbes. For decades, says CDC epidemiologist Ben Schwartz, a pneumococcus bacterium has been the source of a lot of disease.
There are about 150 children less than 5 years of age who die from pneumococcal disease. There are about 800 cases of meningitis, about 12,000 cases of bloodstream infection or other invasive diseases, and there are over 1 million episodes of ear infection.
That was the case before the arrival of an infant vaccine last year. Since then, Schwartz says, the numbers have fallen by a third. Now that improvement is threatened. Manufacturer Wyeth Letterly underestimated vaccine demand and had some production problems. In September, the manufacturer supplied only half the vaccine needed. Last week, the CDC told pediatricians to reduce the number of shots when there's a shortage.
We do have good data that using fewer doses will protect the large majority of children in the short term, but that to assure longer-term protection, we recommend that children who have those doses of vaccine deferred go back and get an additional shot when the supply situation is improved.
No one wanted to recommend cutting back. Dr. John Abramson of Wake Forest University was on the CDC advisory committee, and he says there could be serious consequences.
Some kids will develop pneumococcal meningitis, which is a bad disease that often ends up with the child having serious long-term problems, central nervous system problems, deafness, learning disabilities, things like that.
The advisory calls for pediatricians to postpone the last of the four shots if the local shortage is less than 25%, and to postpone the third and fourth shots if it's worse than that. Dr. Samuel Katz of Duke University was also on the committee. He says those instructions put a big burden on individual pediatricians.
Here you are with the child in the examining room with you, and you have to stop and think, well, now, is this a 25% week or a 40% week in shortage? And although these recommendations are made thoughtfully and with mathematical precision, I don't think they're easy for the practicing physician to interpret.
But Katz says the committee had no choice. Wyeth Letterly makes the only licensed pneumococcal vaccine for infants. Douglas Petkus of Wyeth says the shortage should be over soon.
As we speak, the situation is getting better. We hope it resolves itself early in the first quarter of 2002, and that's good news for America's children.
But there are other shortages, partly because vaccines are not seen as highly profitable. Again, Samuel Katz.
The most common vaccine in childhood that's widely used for many years is diphtheria tetanus pertussis, or so-called DTaP. There used to be four companies making it. Two have dropped out in the last year, so that only two are making it, and we're having shortages of that vaccine also.
So officials recommend postponing the fourth and fifth doses of the five-dose DTaP series. The measles, mumps, rubella vaccine is also scarce. The shortages threaten a major public health triumph, says Bowman Gray's John Abramson.
It's just at this time where we've achieved the highest rate of vaccination for all the recommended vaccines that we've ever had in this country. And now it's probably going to drop some just because of these. It will drop. It's not probably. It will drop just because of these shortages.
Health officials say a national system to monitor and distribute vaccines could help. The CDC has started to stockpile vaccines for polio, measles, mumps, and rubella. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.